Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Say a little bit more about maybe our misconceptions of revival and what really marks a revival.
Well, I love Richard Owen Roberts' definition of revival, that revival is the extraordinary work of the Spirit of God that produces extraordinary results. So God is moving all the time. We couldn't breathe without His grace. But revivals are moments all through human history when God has opened up the heavens and has come down in a manifest. We talk about the manifest presence of God. Well, manifest means clear, recognizable, unmistakable. You can't, even secular media can't miss that something unusual is going on. And it's God's way of reminding us of what heaven is like, what His kingdom is like, and bringing us back, bringing His bride back to holiness and righteousness and to her great task of telling the world, making disciples of all the nations. You know, I've worked with churches all my life, and I'm a third-generation pastor, and so many churches are just absolutely asleep. 1,500 pastors a month are leaving the ministry. That's 50 a day. And 6,000 churches closing their doors. And so the church needs to be brought to life again. Jonathan Edwards said that in times of the extraordinary pouring out of His Spirit, there are rapid salvations. The gospel, Samuel Davies said, becomes almighty and carried everything before it in the First Great Awakening. So, and then thirdly, culture is transformed. And we've all heard the stories, for instance, of the Welsh revival, where in 9 months, the unwed mother statistics were cut in half. Alcoholism, drunkenness was cut in half. Just dramatic changes. One pastor in Wales after the revival said, God did more in 9 months than years of legislation could have accomplished.
Wow. Go ahead, Bill. Sorry.
Well, and then the final thing is that the mission, every great mission movement in history has come out of a season of revival. That's absolutely a very verifiable fact. And so the church, when it gets revived, cares for the world again and starts doing what we were created to do.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.